focusing on our next podcast and our focus on the topic in Him, and it's simply labeled Let Go. In Colossians 1:17, He is before all things, and in Him all things hold together. Now, 1:17 is a powerful verse that speaks to the divinity of Jesus and His role in creation. It is intrinsically entangles His DNA in all, and that He is the life source of all that exists. This verse is both profound and mysterious, as it echoes the Aleph Tav. Jesus is before all things, and He is the one who sustains the entire universe. As the beginning and end, we complete time in Him. In that space, time has no boundary. With no boundary, it possesses no decay. Time is deathless, which means for you and me, time has no end. So creation cannot sustain itself. So to look to self is self-destructive. Are you hearing what I'm saying? As the source of all, Jesus is calling you to let go. As soon as we allow self to take charge, decay looks for a gate. But to allow the source of all to take charge, we allow life and immortality to express itself in your daily life. To trust in Him means to allow that area of your life which you are dearly holding on to let go, so His life and resources may flow through you. So is there something tearing you apart? Could be a relationship, finances, work, etc. If all things hold together in Him, you need to take the very issue and consciously place it in Him so that the life force, which is Jesus, can be the beginning and the end, the Aleph and the Tav, and bring what is falling apart to be made whole again. Jesus is the gate sustaining the universe. It says in Him all things hold together. So without Jesus, the universe would fall apart. This is a remarkable statement, as it suggests the universe is not a self-sustaining entity, but requires the ongoing involvement of its creator to continue to exist. If that's the case with the universe, why are you trying to sort out your junk in your strength? Reclaim what has been lost to the sustainer of life. John 15 verse 5, I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Apart is the opposite of in Him. There is a call in the Spirit to come back to the place of abiding. You're never meant to do it alone, let alone trying to deal with your mistakes by yourself. Therefore, if it is so important for you as a son of God to remain consciously entangled in Him, to abide in Him and allow Him to work in and through you, there's a fundamental order and purpose to the universe that is rooted in the person of Jesus. The ideas echoed elsewhere in the New Testament, such as in Ephesians 1:10, which speaks of God's plan to bring unity to all things in heaven and on earth under Him. Misalignment happens. We grow and learn. But guilt and condemnation seek to enforce the misalignment and the lie that you don't deserve it. Living intoxicated in the Aleph Tav, we find meaning and purpose in our lives, aligning ourselves with God's fullness and completion. In Colossians 2 verse 17, the Amplified, having been deeply rooted in Him and now being continually built up in Him and becoming increasingly more established in your faith, just as you were taught, and overflowing in it with gratitude. Through our connection to His divinity, we can experience the fullness of His glory, drawing life from the very source of all existence. He transcends us beyond all human understanding and awakens our own divine identity, resting in our primordial state. When we are deeply rooted in God, We know we are not separate from the divine, but an expression of his infinite wisdom and love. Everything we do, think and feel, reflects his essence, aligning us with his higher power. Deeper calling out to deep invites us to become enraptured into glorious bliss. Intoxicated in the Aleph Tav, we actualize our existence in him and release into our circumstances that which we draw from him. We recognize his infinite power and ability to hold together all things in unison, since all things find their source in him. As the leaves and flowers of a plant draw their sustenance from the root system, so we draw our life force from him. As we firmly position ourselves in him, the essence of who he is flowing through us and carries with it the life of sustaining, healing, and restoring all things. Ephesians 2:22 in the Amplified. In him you also are being built together into a dwelling place of God in the Spirit. He continually builds us up in him, allowing us to grow and relinquish what we hold on so tightly and live in ecstasy. We are not content to become stagnant, but empowered and motivated to pursue the mysticism of his true nature and to deepen our understanding of letting go into his ways. As new creation beings, it built us into a dwelling place where the life source of beginning and end, Aleph Tav, manifests in completeness. We are not passive recipients of God's nature, but active participants in the process of creation and restoration. Through our divine connection, we can tap into a source of infinite wisdom, love, and power, transcending our human limitations. We can access a higher perspective that allows us to see beyond the limitations of the physical world and to perceive the blueprints within our primordial being and what our original call entails. Your mistakes are part of the process. So here's an activation prayer. Jesus, as the beginning and end of all, I relinquish that which I hold onto in my strength. I release the shame and embarrassment of my control and mistakes and reposition all back into you. The presence that builds up, restores, and holds together. If you want more details about Throne Room Mystic, you can click the link below or any courses that we offer. I love you big time.